This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I weep for our country. I just weep for our country. It's unbelievable. During the break, I'm watching some North Carolina mob take down a Robert E. Lee statue. And they tip it over. And then they run around like a bunch of 20-somethings, kicking it, jumping up and down on it. You know, as if that makes them so much superior to you and I that they are willing to haul down a Robert E. Lee statue. I wish I could be there. I'd love to read him this quote. "I am very happy to take part in this unveiling of the statue of General Robert E. Lee. All over the United States, we recognize him as a great leader of men, as a great general. But also, all over the United States, I believe we recognize him as something much more important than that. We recognize Robert E. Lee as one of our greatest American Christians and one of our greatest American gentlemen." The words, ladies and gentlemen, of none other than President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Yes. Hero of the left. Author of liberalism as we know it today. Shredder of the Constitution as we know it today by putting all kinds of wonderful social welfare programs into place that have grown into a unfortunate enabling and really ensnaring of human beings into a system. So they can control them. Have you heard a Democrat criticize FDR recently over his views of Robert E. Lee? So Donald Trump talks about love winning over hate, condemning the strongest possible terms, bigotry, hatred, all of that. Not enough. Say more. Folks, it's a game. It's a game that can't be won. It's a goalpost that constantly changes. And it's just politics today. My question today has been, knowing that's not going to change, I'm just wondering if there should be some other way of combating it, right? Now you've got members of these different CEO councils that President Trump has, where these people come in and have a voice within the administration and the President of the United States and his cabinet on issues important to their companies, their employees, manufacturing, whatever it is. Now they're resigning. They're a bunch of snowflakes. I better
go away. I better,
you know, I mean, he should have said what he said sooner than he said it. And since he said it Sunday instead of Saturday, I'm out of here. Are you kidding me? You run a company? You couldn't run a popcorn stand with that kind of character. You're not worthy of the economic council or CEO council or manufacturing council. But none of that's going to change. So I can sit here with you, lamenting it, pointing it out, sharing hypocrisy right and left, i.e. the FDR, Robert E. Lee example. By the way, that whole thing in Charlottesville was over a Robert E. Lee statue. That's why it happened there. FDR loved him, this great Christian. FDR, when are we going to denounce him? These people make me crazy, in case you hadn't noticed. How I channel that frustration? Well, I do two things. Todd, I did manage to slip off into the What's on Your Mind kitchen. I don't know if you were noticing. I was hoping you were kind of looking the other way. And I did get some comfort food known as English muffins with a little peanut butter on it. So that's one way to cope, okay? The other is to I was hoping you didn't notice, but I figured I might as well self-report. Anyway,
well, that's not, I mean, it could be far worse than that. I mean,
news breaks are good for something. Anyway,
could have had a Snickers. You know how you get.
What should we do different? And I'm serious when I say, you know, I'm just thinking creatively, where every day Donald Trump could pick a different group, because they think in groups. We don't. We think as individuals, they think in groups. Everything's groups to them. Identity politics. My point is, play their game. Play their game. Use one example with Stephen Moore. We talked about African-American unemployment plummeting in the few short months of the Trump administration. All right. Today we're going to go talk with some African-Americans who've got a job because of the current economy. And they couldn't get one in the past however many years. Right? And the next day, different group, you know, I don't know. Pick a group. Pick an identity. It doesn't matter. Just love them up. Love them up on social media. Love them up in events. Love them up and go into their communities. It would drive the media crazy. I mean, they tried to find some angle to shoot it down, but I don't know. I think it's worth trying. What do you think? You tell me. 800-228-0550. Ed in Fairmont. What's on your mind?
Well, I for months I've had the answer to health care, and it's called Main Street Health Care, and it's about one quarter of the price of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Nobody's ever really put it out so that the people could evaluate it. I'm now completing a brochure. I'm working with Senator John Hoeven. He's been pretty helpful so far. And this program can go through with or without Congress. I'm trying to see if I can get Congress to cooperate. It would be simpler because this is a systems approach to health care, and it lowers the price dramatically. And we would have actually better health care than what we currently have. And the price would be affordable, where under this program it costs about $1,044 a year per person. Plus the reason I'm trying to get Congress to cooperate is because the employers, I would like to see them cooperate with me. That would be the best way for this to become real successful. And it creates about a $787 billion tax relief. And what I'm kind of suggesting to Congress is that if they cooperate with me, I'm considering buying the corn and soybeans in the country at a much better price than what they're currently getting. But
you lost me, Ed, on how corn and soybean prices are connected to health care.
Well, because I'm going to make a great deal of money out of doing this program, because the insurance companies right now are collecting around 400 and some billion a year, and we really don't need them. The truth of it is the people pay their check into an insurance company, and all the insurance company does is give the money back to the hospitals after they think of all kinds of deductions that they're not going to pay for, and the people are tired of paying these high co-pays, sure, deductibles, and every other thing that goes with their current program.
You're going to use your windfall to do some good, is what you're saying. I got it. Is there a place where we can check out your plan here? Is this a website or some?
Well, there will be in the near future here. I'm going to continue to finish my program with Senator Hoeven. Like I said, he's been very helpful. One thing that would be very important to our state is if Heidi Heitkamp would call and get on board and help this to happen, because if John McCain isn't going to do his job and Heidi Heitkamp wants to be the senator the next 6 years, there's no reason for her not to cooperate with this, because
we'd love to see it. I think that opportunity, that vote with John McCain thumbs down, and now an opportunity to be the thumbs up, and be the difference on getting Obamacare repealed and replaced when you said you were going to go fix it. And instead of following Chuckie Schumer's, you know, instructions, going the other way would be good for her political fortune. So we'll wait and see what happens. Good luck to you, Ed. Glad you're working with Senator Hovind on. Look forward to hearing more about it. Eric, what's on the mind? What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, see, I don't know if there's anything that Trump can do differently to make things happen, but I think it is a good time to have a conversation around having a constitutional convention of the states. I mean, when you think about the EPA, you think about waters of the U.S., you think about people in North Dakota that, you know, your neighbor can't cut his grass and ship it over to his neighbor so he has, you know, feed for his livestock, and what we had to do to get that done, although we did get it done. I just think that would be, it's a good time to have a conversation around the constitutional convention of the states.
That'd be a good release valve. You're absolutely right. Article 5. Article 5.
Yeah. So what do we have, 29 governors are Republican or 30 or something like that, isn't it?
Get her done. Yeah, now with West Virginia, what's the number? Maybe it might be 29 or 31. I can't remember. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summertime is here. That means a trip to hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will make every day better for you. Vince Webker's with us. And, Vince, these splash pools are hot right now. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been carrying them, Scott, since 1997. They first came to the United States from Italy in 86, where they're produced in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the world's only above-ground pool that's used commercially all over the world. They're that good. The great thing for you, the homeowner, is it will last forever. It's easy to set up because it's easy to set up. If you ever move, you can take it with you. You can sell it. So it turns into an excellent resale value, and almost every single person who's bought a splash pool over the last 20 years absolutely says it's the best thing we've ever done.
That sounds like the ticket, folks. And I tell you what, summer will be better. Every day will be better with a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Or find them online at hotspringmd.com. That's hotspringmd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, residential services, commercial services. The Link service is one I really encourage you to check out, environmental maintenance agreements that help building and business owners throughout the region maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems. They're doing that for about 600 different buildings throughout the Northern Plains now. They're in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, and of course, Bismarck, too. HATandSons.com. Call them at 223-3393. A ton of texts that I need to get to here. And the first one says, what did Governor Hoeven say? Well, he's not Governor Hoeven. He's actually Senator Hoeven, but I know who you mean. We are referring to a news report on KVRR related to the president's comments on the situation in Charlottesville, okay? So let me play, it's just a short clip that was from KVR, so you can hear that firsthand, what Senator Trump had said to them about that.
He should have been very clear in condemning the neo-Nazi group, the white supremacist group. Should have done that right away. We need to condemn bigotry. We need to denounce them. We just don't have any room for that kind of thing in America.
All right, so he joined the crowd criticizing the president for not saying enough on Saturday. I defy anyone to read the president's tweets and his full statement, either listen to it, watch it, or look at the transcript on Saturday, and tell me where any, you're condemning in the strongest possible terms, and he actually said that, everything that the senator just said on the back half here, bigotry, hatred, and everything else. He did not say, you know, neo-Nazis and white supremacists until the following day. So Senator Hoeven agrees that he should have said it sooner. I think it's Senator Hoeven saying that. He's essentially giving comfort to the crazies on the left who never will be satisfied with what Donald Trump says or does. They have him pretty much driving the car that killed the woman. The woman who died was murdered. Has put out a statement thanking President Trump. Can we move on from this? We're crying out loud. Emailer says, it's unfortunate that we are all falling for the idea that President Trump wasn't strong enough for denouncing racism because he didn't name only white racist groups. What I heard was that Mr. Trump denounced all racists, not just the white ones. Too bad Mr. Hoeven didn't catch that. I'd rather President Trump denounce all racists of all colors and religious backgrounds instead of singling out the white ones to meet the popular headlines. That's well said. Thank you for that. Steve in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
Peace, God. How's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. What drives me crazy is the ignorance that, or the just outright ignoring to try to make political points, the history of, you know, these individuals that are being honored or not honored. You know, you take Robert E. Lee, and I don't pretend to be an expert on Robert E. Lee, but by all accounts, he was a very decent human being. You know, whether or not he had slaves, I don't know. But the quote or paraphrase that I recall from history is that the reason that Robert E. Lee fought for the Confederacy is because he said something close to, I will not draw my sword against the state of Virginia, because he'd grown up there and it meant so much to him. So he wasn't some radical pro-slavery. I mean, ultimately, that's what the Confederacy was. But he was simply a military-trained West Point graduate that had to pick a side, and he chose to go with the state that he was born and raised in. Does that make him an evil, hateful person? No, it doesn't.
No, it's stupid. You know, it's history. That's, and quite honestly, I made this case, and some people quickly suggested that I was blaming a statue for what happened. I'm blaming politically correct stupidity, and I'll blame it all day long. Robert E. Lee existed. Robert E. Lee was praised by hero of the left, FDR. I just read it, as not only a great general, but also a great American Christian. Okay? He did some good things. It's part of history. The idea that you're going to rip down that statue and change the name of that park and now everything's going to be better is the definition of why we have snowflakes in this country, who run around and, my Lord, if you're that wrapped around your axle over a statue, what about the first time you get fired from a job? What happens when you lose a baby, prematurely? What, I mean, bad things are going to happen in your life that have nothing to do with a statue. Get a life. It's just unbelievable to me.
Let's put it in more relative context. So, you know, William Jefferson Clinton signed the what was the Marriage Act or something, stating that marriage was between a man and a woman. Well, you know, what is that? You know, now 20-some years later, that's evil and hateful because now, you know, that law has been reversed. So
very good point.
Tear down every reference to Bill Clinton. Well,
yep, get rid of the statues.
I could argue that on some other, you know, or let's look at his antics in office, and he's still loved by the female left.
Here we go. The hypocrisy is off the charts easy, right? It's off the charts easy. You want another one? Who sent us this note about the Occupy leader that has been to the White House was evidently right. The guy in charge of the Charlottesville over the weekend. Oh, isn't that convenient? Been to the White House a bunch of times. So now I guess Obama owns that, too. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You want to make character references. William Clinton, Bill Clinton, is a lying, cheating, philandering rapist, and not even debatable. And he is loved by women that profess to have strong support for women's rights. That's laughable. It's laughable. And it's probably for one reason, because he's pro-abortion. I mean,
I'm with you on everything. I am trying to find another. We're just going to be a broken record if we look at where Trump is at, where the facts are, and where the left is at. Because it's just and they'll win the majority of the, I guess, filling the void through their media tools and all the little games that they play. And Republicans are weak-kneed, so they'll start quaking and quickly peel off, and you know. We know all that. Just take it to the bank. Mark it down.
Again,
it's going to happen. I want to devote some energy to saying, how do we combat this differently than we are?
And you take it even further than that. Many, you know, of the saints that are recognized by the Catholic Church are, you know, recognized for, you know, the virtues of the last part, even the last days of their life, potentially. Many of them, you know, were doing some, you know, terrible things and then, you know, repented, you know, so the fact that you can condemn someone indefinitely for something that they did within moral standards 200 and some years ago, or I guess in Robert E. Lee's case, 150 years ago, is insane.
It is. Say,
thank you, Scott.
Appreciate the call. Think about this. You know, we're going to move on here. I'm going to talk to Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources about the latest numbers on oil and gas and get an update on that. But this conversation doesn't end today. You know, it doesn't at all. But we this stuff's not going to go away. Somebody just sent me the effort to change the name of Custer Park that's underway. I mean, it will not go away. The question is, how do you react to it? And in the case of Donald Trump, something has to be done differently, in my mind, to win the game that they're playing. So keep thinking about it, chatting about it. Appreciate it. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost of doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook that's for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy. And it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening. And join us again soon.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Lignite Energy Council, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. The good folks in the lignite industry in North Dakota are the ones that bring you affordable energy and reliable energy. So next time you flip a switch on, you're going to go, hey, thanks. Thanks to all my friends in the coal world. I'm so glad you're there. Coal has always been a huge part of the energy success story right here. It is what is keeping electricity affordable and reliable. Not to mention high-quality jobs boosting our economy, too. Find out more about all that at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, we're waiting for Lynn to give us a ring here. Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. So while we are, we'll get a couple of these calls that have been waiting to get in here. Bev and Roseau, go ahead.
The bit about the statues and that, people think that if they destroy something that it changes history. Good, bad, or indifferent, that is our history. And to whitewash it, you condemn future generations to repeat it. And what makes these guys different than ISIS destroying all of the relics over in the Middle East? That picture looks so indicative of the same group of people.
Yeah, great point. Great point, Bev. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Oh, look what I see in my headline here in the Fox News. Pause that. North Korea seems to be backing off its threats to attack U.S. territory of Guam. How could that be? Maybe that fire and fury comment everybody thought was unwise? Interesting. Okay, good. They understand who they're dealing with now. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Text I didn't get in. This country needs God back. That's the problem. The left takes him out of everything. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm with you in this regard. When you see what was going on in that park in Charlottesville, I didn't see God within 100 miles of that. There's hate all over the place there. And you're absolutely right. Turn those cold hearts soft. Appreciate that. One last text. He can get out of the swamp, he being Trump. He can get out of the swamp for a bit, come hang out with the people who helped his policies and got him elected out here in flyover country to recharge his batteries and maybe get some ideas from us on how to fight back. All right, good stuff. Appreciate all the calls. Sorry I didn't get to all the texts. But it's a topic that isn't going anywhere. So this conversation will continue. All right, as promised, Lynn Helms is here. And we get a chance today to look at the new numbers just in on Friday for North Dakota oil and gas production. Made some news around the country, around the world, as it usually does. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott.
just got back last week from Norway. So.
You did the Norway tour, too. I guess I knew you were going out there. Have you been there before?
We were there 4 years ago and loved it so much, we decided to go back.
So. Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I don't know when, but we're going to go back. It was just unbelievable. It's a great place to visit, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful place to visit.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. Well, glad you're home, and now we can look at some numbers here. Did anything about the June number surprise you?
Well, I think the big surprise for us, Scott, was the lack of gas capture on Fort Berthold Reservation. We'd started to see the situation develop 3 months ago, and we were meeting with the gathering and midstream companies, and we're hearing from the folks that gather the gas on the reservation that they're just running into one roadblock after another at the BIA on getting right-of-way approvals, and now it's starting to come to pass. It's driving the flaring numbers up and the gas capture numbers down, and that's affecting our statewide numbers and driving increased flaring across the state and particularly in those areas, Mandaree and Van Hook. So we're putting a lot of pressure on to try to get some changes at Department of Interior and also work with the tribe to get that situation corrected and get it turned around.
As you have mentioned before, this is not a new problem and have contributed in lack of a permit and other things right away that they've held up before. But most of that was under the Obama administration. Is there any sign of, okay, we're doing this differently? This is a Trump administration yet from BIA?
Well, there are signals from the very top, from Secretary Zinke, that he is willing to take a run at delegating these processes to a state and tribal level. And I think that's a real bright light at the end of the tunnel. You know, the problem with the BIA office is it's always understaffed. And so the one person that they have there in Newtown works hard, but absolutely can't even begin to cover all of the federal requirements that are on these right-of-way applications. And the way the process is designed, it has to go back through the BIA loop two or three times. So it's just not a good system. And we're getting really good traction at the top. That hasn't come together kind of in the middle where the rule rewrite could happen or where a MOU or MOA could be signed. But we'll keep pushing it from both ends.
So, you know, at least, in other words, the right things are being said, but you still don't have action yet. It hasn't got down to the point of saying, okay, we're going to do this differently. You guys do it this way, or we'll expedite this. Or the talk's there. The action isn't there yet.
Yeah, the talk's there, but the action's not there yet. And, you know, the problem is developing pretty rapidly. That's a very active area of drilling in the Bakken. And so a lot of people want to drill wells there and put wells on production. And if we can't get the gathering pipelines to move that gas out to the plants, we're going to stymie that development. So something's got to happen. The talk is in the right direction. People get the message. They understand it at the Secretary of Interior level. But the bureaucrats in between haven't got the message yet.
Pull the federal bureaucracy and, you know, the problems related to the BIA and things you can't control out of the picture. How is flaring doing otherwise, outside of that?
Outside of that, flaring is going very well. If you look at the off-the-reservation Bakken production industry captured 91% of the natural gas that was produced outside the reservation boundaries. And statewide, in the Bakken, 89%, even with that that terrible number of only 79% on Fort Berthold. So outside of that, and new investments being announced all the time, we just got a notice from a company who's doing the initial feed study last week that Arrow is looking at another big gas plant down by Watford City that would gather and process this reservation gas. So the gathering and processing industry is still eager to invest in infrastructure to make this happen. And our job is to get the barriers out of the way, take the walls down so that they can invest that money and capture that resource.
chat with Lynn Helms today from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Okay, let's talk oil production. Given the price environment right now and kind of knowing what you know, the 1% reduction, surprise, not a surprise, pretty much what you thought or what?
Not really a surprise, Scott. We had a lot of wind back in June, as you can remember. June was dry and cool and windy. And at the same time that inhibits hydraulic fracturing operations, we also have the shortage of frac crews. And we're still 3 to 4 frac crews short of where industry would like to be. So a 1% decline in June was not a real big surprise, and gratifying that we stayed above that really important million barrel a day number, which is important to revenues for the royalty owners and the oil companies and the state as well. So that puts us a good solid 10% above what was used in state revenue projections. And so that offsets to a great deal, a great extent, the lower price that operators are getting. So that was a good number. A little more surprised that natural gas production fell, but we had force majeure situations on some major transmission pipelines that temporarily interrupted our ability to produce and process natural gas. So
I saw a story in Reuters that suggested that the oil field service companies are providers, rather, are training people, but the operators are not happy with the performance of inexperienced crews. And I think that's your comment based on what you're hearing from some of the industry folks. Why? What's going on there?
Well, I think what's going on is that the service companies have been forced to hire quite a few inexperienced people because the experienced people were taken up by the active play down in the Permian and in Texas. And they've been trying to get, you know, field training or get those people some experience, but some of the crews have more new hands on the crew than the operator would like. The operators are trying to cut costs, and so those inexperienced people work slow, and they create a higher safety risk. And so some of the operators have been really pressing the service companies to kind of reorganize their crews and not have so many new people on any individual crew, and that has slowed things down as well. So there's a bit of a tug of war there between operators who want experienced crews that can work in fast and cheap, and service companies who are forced to train new people because we're, like I said, we're still 3 or 4 crews short in terms of keeping up with the drilling rigs.
Bottom line, this is still a jobs juggernaut. You want to dive into this industry and get the training necessary. There's a job waiting at a great rate. There's nothing but a bright future ahead as this continues to build, correct?
No, that's absolutely correct. And not to worry, between the operators and the service companies, they'll work out this little situation that we've got with too many inexperienced people and some crews that just have too many inexperienced people on them. They'll take care of that situation. The market always deals with situations like that, and the companies that are able to work through that, they'll benefit.
Rig count is growing, and I see that the permitting is a nice jump in July with 146.
Yes.
Only about 20 seconds before we go to here, but that's a good number for the future too, isn't it?
Yeah, those both bode very well for the future, with between 55 and 60 rigs operating and companies submitting in some cases, as many as 50, 60 permits coming in a week. And so, yeah, we've seen a big increase in that activity, and that means that they plan to drill a lot more wells in the future.
It's a big percentage jump when you look at permitting in May at 100 and 146 in July, and the rig count growing as well. More with Lynn Helms coming up. Well, calls, questions, comments, certainly welcome as always. On What's On Your Mind, final segment after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that, folks. Glad to have you along on the program. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, with us. We're talking about the latest numbers for oil and gas production in North Dakota. It's called the Director's Cut because Lynn's the director and joins us monthly to walk through those numbers, give you an idea of where that is at. And we always appreciate that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Delta. And speaking of the oil industry, if you need a turnkey solution, once that rig moves off and you want turnkey well site solutions, you call the folks at Delta. One call does it all. We celebrate a caller of the day every day on the program. That's right, for our friends at Delta. And encourage you to give us a call. Here's the one from yesterday. John, what's on your mind?
The news outlets, it's all about hate groups, white supremacist groups who are just out to cause a ruckus. But it's the conglomeration of all of them. And the problem is we have all of our news outlets coming from East and West Coast. And then there's people like us in the Midwest that are thinking, we do support Trump, but we're looked at as unintelligible people because we're not in the mainstream anti-Trump mentality. But we're stuck having to digest all of this information that's funneled out of very liberal centers.
Interesting little assessment of media bias there. Appreciate the call. And speaking of calls, one call does it all. The Delta Turnkey Well Site Solutions. Flow lines, set the pump jacks, they do it all. Call them at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. More of our conversation now with Len Helms. Len, disturbing situation from my perspective in the news recently where you have the federal government rescinding a permit for some oil drilling near Sakakawea. Very reminiscent, by the way, of the Dakota Access Pipeline situation where everything was, all the rules were followed and you cite it and everything else, get your permit, and then boop, no, you don't have a permit. Do you see the similarities between the two?
I sure do, Scott. It has all the marks of the same process on it where somebody goes through the entire process and gets all the permits and waits a great deal of time to get those permits. In this case, the Industrial Commission permitted the wells, but so did the Bureau of Land Management. And then a Board of Appeals in Washington, D.C. Takes a look at it and says, well, it's too bad that you have a drilling rig on that well and you're actually drilling the well right now, but we're going to make you stop. And so there you have it. You have an operator who's invested millions of dollars and gone through the whole permitting process and is in the process of actually doing the permitted work, and a judge way out on the East Coast decides that they should stop that operation and just suffer the financial consequences.
Does the tribe have some culpability in this?
Well, they did protest it. It is going to be an interesting jurisdictional dispute because it does fall within the boundaries of Fort Berthold Reservation. And so the tribe is arguing that it has jurisdiction. It does develop some federal minerals. So they're arguing they have jurisdiction. But the surface is on fee land, and there are lots of state and fee minerals under the spacing unit as well. So it brings together all those jurisdictional arguments, and I guess we're going to get some of those things decided now in the court system. But in the meantime, we're going to have an operator and mineral owners and the state all looking at a suspended operation.
Now, note to media in the state of North Dakota, this is a lot of parallels to Dakota Access here and a process that is not playing out that could chill other development and needs to be, needs some attention and some focus. So I hope more folks pay attention to this. Speaking of Dakota Access Pipeline, I saw a number about the amount of oil that is have transferred from rail over to the Dakota Access Pipeline as a result of the new availability, and the number is pretty staggering. I saw market share was high, but even the volume itself is pretty amazing. Tell me about what you're seeing there.
Yeah, those numbers are staggering. We saw the market share for crude by rail drop actually 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. So it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. It does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids, or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could, retool to ship those products. So I guess in every cloud there's a silver lining, and this is the first time since the Bakken play started that we've had excess pipeline capacity. So it is a new day for North Dakota and for Bakken oil producers with lower shipping costs and better access to markets.
Yeah, that's what I like. I mean, it's a market force. It's competitive. Our ag producers always are looking for more rail space. Now they got it at a better price, you know, so they can negotiate a little tougher because they have the volume. So there's, like you say, there's a lot of good there. But that's amazing. That's a shift of two-thirds of the volume from one transportation mode to another. Another great example of how important these infrastructure projects are ultimately for the long haul and what we're doing in oil and gas in North Dakota. Fascinating stuff. Thank you, Len. Appreciate that very much.
Glad to be here.
Good to catch up with you as we always do. Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources with the Director's Cut. That'll do it for today, folks. God bless you one and all. And thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. See you back here, same time, same place, same channel. Come on. What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.